turn to handheld equipment, mini ride-on skid steers and attachments. And coming soon, full-size skid steers and mini excavators online at WandoPower.com. Or come by Wando Power Equipment off Clements Ferry Road near 526 and see how renting is a fast and affordable way to get the job done right. Only at Wando Power Equipment.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
The average home is now more connected than ever with smart TVs, digital thermostats, and voice assistants. All of these devices are vulnerable to electrical surges caused by thunderstorms, power blinks, or even your air conditioner. Let Berkeley Electric Cooperative help protect your valuable electronics with its two-step surge guard system. From whole house protection to individual devices, Berkeley Electric can customize a plan to meet your needs. Be sure to safeguard your electronics and your wallet with Surge Guard from Berkeley Electric, your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
USC Gamecocks, University of Florida Gators, Furman Paladin. The Clemson Tigers, University of Georgia Bulldog. The Duke Blue Devils, Auburn War Eagles, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. South Carolina State Bulldogs, Tennessee Volunteers, the Citadel Bulldogs. Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech and East Carolina Pirates. Who's your favorite college team? They're all fixing to kick off college football season. And if you're a college football fan, you need to be at Stono Ferry for the 2021 kickoff to college football ESPN Golf Tournament. Thursday, August 19th at the links at Stono Ferry. ESPN will dress out the winning foursome with your school's gear, print of your team stadium, and best of all, your team will go to your favorite school's homecoming 2021 courtesy of ESPN. That's right, bring you and three of your best buddies dressed in your favorite school colors. And the winning foursome scores tickets to their college homecoming game. Just go to charlestonsportsradio.com to register your foursome for the 2021 kickoff to college football golf tournament presented by ESPN Charleston.
No one in AA said to me, why would a nice young girl with such a great future drink so much? They told me about themselves, and I found out that there were a lot of other people who were just like me. They drank only because the desire to drink was stronger than anything else. They didn't say to me, if only you'd do this, you wouldn't drink. In AA, they said, welcome. Come in and sit down. We know how you feel. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon.
Monday afternoon. Here we go.
Yeah.
We are superstitious about the college football playoff at the moment.
Oh, man. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. If you want to chime in on anything that happened over the weekend, anything coming up, pretty much anything is that's on your mind. In your opinion, this is just my opinion. August is the worst month of the year.
Did you put up a poll question?
I should have, but it's too late now.
Well, yeah, we'd love to hear some callers explain what your worst month of the year is.
I know, it's just something, you know, the anticipation of the college football season starting. Mm-hmm. It's hot. You know, a lot of people have to deal with back to school.
That's the worst part of the year.
And even worse, if you have a back-to-school college kid, oof, or a kid that's going to school that's a freshman. So you know you're going to move them in this heat.
Bobby, I just on Saturday moved out my lady from her apartment, and I was maybe outside about 5 minutes at a time just bringing bins. I've never sweat more in my life, including in saunas, ever.
And you're moving in with 8,000 other people.
Oh, yeah. I just started taking the stairs. She's on the fourth floor. I just took the stairs because everybody's in the elevator. It's ridiculous.
Oh, gosh. So anyway, I declare August the worst month of the year.
On the record,
and just
please.
Think about it, if we didn't have the Olympics, how slow sports would be.
I do not know what we'd be talking about. It's
a horrible month.
We're gonna get through
horrible.
It though. We're gonna get Bobby. What's Thursday? We got the NFL on Thursday.
Yes, we do. But
Dwayne Haskins, he's gonna be great. Okay.
Well, you could probably bet. Yeah, we do have we're 3 days away from the NFL Hall of Fame game. Yes, Cowboys and Steelers. You're not going to see Dak Prescott. Probably not going to see Ben Roethlisberger.
No, he'll be in a t-shirt and big shorts.
You know, showing off his weight loss.
Yeah.
He lost a bunch of weight.
He did, and I thought the stocky build of Big Ben helped him, move around, but we'll see.
But it's football. It is football. And I'll probably watch a little bit of it and completely lose interest in it after about an hour.
Right, because let's be honest. We will never see the people that are on the field playing in this game in a normal
And these guys
NFL
have been
game.
Practicing for a week. I mean, how good a football are you expecting to see?
Yeah, it's going to be basic handoffs, basic slants and posts and the whole thing.
But it is football on a Thursday night. So I will probably watch a little bit of that. We're 4 days until preseason college football camps open up. Most players will report Thursdays. Practice opens up on Friday with 33 days until Clemson, Georgia. One of the more anticipated season openers I can remember. That's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. That is how we want to open up the college football season for sure.
38 days until the NFL season opener, and we are 108 days into our Fan Talk Families Radiothon, and that will be coming up on November the 18th. That is the Thursday before Thanksgiving.
Very excited.
So be saving up your pennies,
absolutely,
ladies and gentlemen.
For a good cause.
We need
for
your
a good
help.
Cause. Absolutely.
All you businesses out there, we need your help.
Give us a ring. 843-721.
Yeah, that one. So anyway, whatever's on your mind, 843-721-9500. Lots happened in baseball. The Mets did not sign Kumar Rocker. He was the number 10th pick in the baseball draft. Apparently, there's some question marks about his elbow. So Rocker now, and this is from his agent, Scott Boras, says Rocker will forego returning to Vanderbilt and get ready for his pro career. So he can't go back to Vanderbilt for another year.
So is he basically now like an unrestricted free?
He'll go back in the draft next year.
Oh, okay, and somebody can pick him up again. That's right. Interesting. I did not know how that worked. If they didn't sign you post draft.
Apparently, there's concerns about loss of velocity toward the end of the season, some elbow issues, stuff like that. But here's the thing. There's probably 10 teams out there that would have taken a chance on him.
Oh, absolutely.
But now he has to wait a year.
Right. Before the Mississippi State Series, apparently he didn't lose a college World Series game up until then. So this is one of the guys. He can throw some heat.
I think that's something baseball, because it doesn't happen very often. But I think that's something baseball should maybe take a look at. Or maybe the Mets work out a deal with somebody else. Okay, we're going to keep him, we're going to sign him, and we're going to trade him to you. Or something like that. Because there has to been some team out there that would have wanted Kumar Rocker, despite the question marks about his health. So most people expect now he can go back to Vanderbilt. That could change. But most people think he'll start getting ready for the draft next year.
Yeah, just train, I'm sure.
So he has to sit out for a year.
Right. And I don't know how long that recovery process is for the surgery.
I guess he could play independent league baseball. something like that.
Yeah.
Go find you one of these many non-affiliated minor league teams,
right,
and play some ball. So that's going to be something interesting. But the Mets did not sign him. So, and as you mentioned, ex-Cubs Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez, all homered in their debut with new teams this weekend, which I know drives Cubs fans crazy.
Oh, I'm sure. They lost their guy.
I know it does. So, anyway, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Yeah, hey, Bobby. I'm just curious about August being the worst sports month, especially this year with the Olympics.
Well, I said this year we have the Olympics. Normally, August is a pretty boring month.
Yeah, but you kind of dismissed the Olympics. I think it's the most exciting 2.5 weeks of sports every 4 years. I mean, where else do you get absolutely world-class athletes who are, you know, you've got soccer, you've got golf, you've got boxing, tennis, judo. I was watching the BMX. There's a girl from Minnesota who was doing the BMX freestyle. I mean, you never see this anywhere else but the Olympics. And then, you know, swimming, diving, gymnastics. It's just, I've been watching it nonstop. I can't understand how anybody that loves sports wouldn't love the Olympics.
Well,
this is the best 2 weeks.
I prefaced the whole thing that normally I say we have the Olympics this year. Normally,
yeah,
in
you
August,
haven't been watching them, have you?
Yeah, I've been watching a little bit. I haven't watched them nonstop for 11 days, but I've watched a good bit.
Yeah, but you were saying you were watching baseball over the weekend, and you know, to watch a sub-500 team play baseball seems like not the best thing to do when the Olympics are on.
Well, the Olympics, I have two TVs. There's a thing called two TVs. I had the Olympics on the other TV.
Yeah, and there's like 20 channels of the Olympics. So anyway, I love the Olympics.
All right, I appreciate the call. I mean, I like the Olympics fine.
Right, this year.
I'd rather sit there. I'd rather watch my sub-500 Atlanta Braves.
Bobby, I'm an Olympics nut. I've watched this Olympics has been incredibly difficult to watch because of the time change, because there's no fans
right.
in the stands.
You don't know what's live. You don't know what's taped.
Right, and we're hearing about results of things
right.
in the morning when they're about to be on primetime at 8 p.m. And so I've been watching as much as I can, but I think like when the swimming center, when the swimming zone at the Olympics is packed with people and they're having those races, that's really what I love watching about the Olympics.
Here's spoiler alert. When you cut on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock and the United States women's soccer team, they're going to lose.
that is true.
I mean, where do you find baseball?
I
haven't seen any of the Olympic United States baseball team.
I know you don't have Peacock, and
I tried to download it with my Fire Stick, and it gave me like 20-minute preview of it.
Okay.
And then it would cut off.
Send me a picture next time, and I'll see if I can figure it out. But I
downloaded the NBC app.
Yep.
Sports app, and it let me watch the golf for 25 minutes, and it cut off.
Oh, okay. Because I was on Peacock, and I was trying to watch the men's high jump yesterday, and I was just scrolling through, and it had everything on there that was going on, but you just had to get to, like, page 2 or 3 of
it. Right.
They split the gold medal in the men's high jump, by the way. Did you see that?
Yeah, but both of them, yeah.
I like that.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah, well, you either go into a jump-off, you know, or you give them both the medal.
By the way, Olympic baseball, I did find out today. Not only did they put a runner on first, they put a runner on second. They put a runner on first.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm not. Anyway, it is what it is.
But, it is what it is.
I mean, you're right. I mean, it's on CNBC, NBC Sports Network, USA Network, NBC. It's on all night long, all day long.
Right.
I'm sorry. I have other things I have to do.
Right. Like I said, without the fans, I mean, it's tough.
When I wanted to sit down Saturday night at 7 o'clock and watch the Braves, that's me. I can do whatever I want to.
Right. And you got the two TVs set up, so you're technically watching the Olympics.
I'm just telling you, in a normal August sucks.
Yeah. I think the heat is just what really gets me about everything. Like, Bobby, I was sweating so much, and I was spending 3 to 5 minutes outside with maybe a 15-pound bin every once in a while. I've never sweat more. Unbelievable.
Right. I mean, you know, it. I don't criticize anybody for watching what they want to watch.
No, and the cool thing about the Olympics is you can be flipping through and see the fencing, and then you're like, oh, wait, we have an American. Oh, she's doing really well. And then you get into it, and you watch it, and then you listen to the commentators.
What's up with the fencing? You can't even see their faces.
No, they got the faces guarded, and now it's all, like, electronic. And so, you know, they got sensors everywhere on their bodies, so they're poking them. It's quite interesting. I got into it this weekend.
Give them real swords.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gladiator days.
Some samurai stuff. Let's go.
I tell you what, NBC's complaining about their ratings. If we had some samurais going at it in the Olympics, we could definitely raise those ratings. That's for sure.
Some of it is video game-ish.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching the shooting.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even have bullets.
No.
It's just like a little light shows up on the target.
It's like
a video game.
It's getting pretty futuristic now. And I heard that they're trying to add esports, the video game sports, into the Olympics. I will say this right now. Let's hold off on that for a little bit. The skateboarding, the BMX, that's awesome. But let's not bring video games into the competitive athletics, please.
I mean, I'm just saying August is the worst month. And it's not all just about sports. It's hot. Back to school is a pain for everybody.
The roads are just packed up. People are trying to come to Charleston and get their last vacation in, you know.
So that's just me. We get a lot of reaction, overreaction. People looking for things to say. People using saying things for clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just to me, it is a horrible month. We need to do without August.
Yeah, just skip over September
1. And it's a long month because we're waiting for September the 4th.
Yep. It's a waiting game. It's a waiting game, that's for sure.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Stalled auto on the interstate westbound out near mile marker 199. You are seeing heavy traffic in the area there. Also watch for accidents, Rivers at Remount, Forest Avenue near Spruill. And if you're traveling out in Mount Pleasant, North 17 at Whitehall Terrace, we have reports of a wreck as well. Heavy traffic on the Mar Clark westbound from the Downhill Bridge to I-26. The interstate westbound is heavy past the Mar Clark interchange as well. Be careful as you travel. Baker and Brewer at 94 Stewart Street, downtown Charleston. The pizzeria and tap room are open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. for pickup as well as indoor and outdoor dining. Enjoy the games outside and try the new seasonal Holy City Brews on tap. Check Facebook or bakerandbrewer.com for details. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A thunderstorm or two in the area, a high around 86. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm tonight, a low around 74. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm Tuesday, a high around 80. Looking ahead, rain and a thunderstorm until Friday morning can lead to flooding. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by GetSchooled and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
To Pandolk here on this Monday afternoon, 843-721-9500 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything going on in the world of sports. Indians lead the Blue Jays now 2-0. That game in the bottom of the fourth inning. That is the only day game of a very limited schedule tonight. Phillies and Nationals, they are the Monday night game on ESPN. Braves are off. Headed to St. Louis.
Here we go. We're going to get it right. Gateway to the West.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby Harden.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. You just dated yourself and showed just how dadgum old as dirt that you are earlier in this program.
Why is that?
You said Buster Brown shoes.
There you go.
Do you think anybody, I mean, Bud, come on now.
Well, I could have gone Paul Parrott, but I figured nobody was born then, so I went Buster Brown.
Do you think Buster Brown is it even? I don't believe it's around anymore, is it?
But they should bring him back. I was so poor we couldn't even afford Buster Browns.
You were poor. You lived in Orangeburg, and you were living in a lap of luxury. You used to eat at Berries on the Hill every Sunday.
Yeah, I used to do that now.
That's right. You had all kind of money. You know what? You've always been loaded.
Like, go out to a restaurant one day a week? We had plenty of money, yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? Chip Carey had that time. Skip Carey, I mean, remember when the Braves were, he said the bases are loaded, and I wish I was.
There you go. That's kind of the way I felt Friday night.
Well, look here. August isn't that bad. I know you're down on it, but think about this for a minute. August has always been because football's, I mean, it's all but here. I mean, you know, it could be a lot worse, but you could be, I mean, as much as you love football, I would think, I mean, I know you can get distracted with basketball and your college baseball, but still, when you're looking at the end of January and football's not going to be here for almost 365 days, I mean, now you got football.
I make my transition over to college basketball, you know, and stuff like that. I just don't like August. I just decided that this weekend. I mean, I just decided I don't like August.
It was damn jungle hot the weekend. I mean, that didn't help the situation.
No, still not is. At all. Not at all.
But look here. Last thing for you real quick. Remember, you're a Gamecock. You're as big Gamecock as there is. You better love August because August is always the peak of Gamecock football.
it only goes downhill from here, right?
Most times it does. There's been a few outliers.
There you go.
But one thing for sure, judging by that poll you just talked about, it's not like there's much. It's not like people expect a whole heck of a lot this year. So, hey, who knows?
That's right. That's it.
Maybe a surprise. All right, man. Look, you have a good evening.
All right, our goal this year should be in at the end of the year be in the CBS top 50.
I say a bowl game, maybe a bowl game.
I think that's doable.
Yeah.
A small bowl game.
Six, seven wins. I think is doable.
I think anybody would take that right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, especially
we go from 2-8 last year. Shane Beamer's first year, win 6 ball games, go to a small bowl game. I think anybody would sign off for that right now.
Well, Beamer would be the king of Columbia if they win 6 games. I mean, that'd be unbelievable.
Again, 6-6 in the big scheme of things sucks. But again, I've said this many times, I want to know how we play in those 6 losses.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's
what you look at.
You don't win or lose. You win or learn. That's what you do.
You know, don't get blown out by Auburn, blown out by Clemson,
please,
blown out by Georgia, the teams that most people figure will beat us.
Right. Right. I think South Carolina is going to give a lot of people a good fight this year. I think they got a lot of heart. That's for sure.
So, I mean, that's what even in the losses, I want to see how we played in the losses.
Exactly. We want to learn from those losses. 6 games would be phenomenal.
I think that's where you see the improvement.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Besides, and again, 6-6. How do you play in the 6 losses? 6 wins already in a 4-game improvement over last year, and go to a small bowl game, and maybe get that win, and that puts you in the right direction for the next year.
Yeah, get down to like the Bahama Bowl or something.
And I'm not saying we won't get blown out.
Yeah, there'll be a couple.
But don't get blown out every week.
There'll be a couple for sure, but
I mean, I need to go back and see how did and remind people how we ended last year.
Do we?
Get
some people in the cars.
What was the last game of the year? The Kentucky score was at 41-7, something like that. Hell, I don't even remember last year. But it did not end well. Let me see if I can find last year's schedule real quick.
41-18, yeah. Kentucky. Blew them out.
I mean, that we don't want no more of that. That was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, to the Wildcats. They got a good squad, though.
That 28-point, whatever, 23 points better than South Carolina?
Yeah, I don't think so.
But we had packed it in. They weren't looking forward to that bowl game against UAB.
I tell you what, UAB's got some tough competition. And to think that they almost, got rid of the program a couple years ago.
I mean, we lost 48-18 to Kentucky, 45-16 to Georgia. Mm. Played Missouri tough. 17-10 loss. Ole Miss, we couldn't stop them, 59-42. Texas A&M beat us 48-3. LSU beat us 52-24. That's where I'm looking at the improvement.
There we go. It's going to get better, Carolina fans. We got Beamer ball going on now.
There you go. You just keep that young confidence going right there.
Hey, I'm positive. I'm bringing the positive vibes to the Fan Talk.
Oh, gosh. All right. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
This limited-time offer at South Carolina Federal Credit Union has your best interest top of mind. Through September 30th, we're offering 0% intro APR on credit card balance transfers for 12 months. So instead of paying interest, you'll pocket your cash. You deserve it. Visit scfederal.org/balance transfer. That's scfederal.org/balance transfer. Variable APR ranging from 10.24% to 17.74% thereafter. Restrictions apply. Call 1-800-845-0432.
Step into the Boot Jack. Try us on for size. There's value at the Boot Jack. You won't believe your eyes.
Your work won't wait for you to get a comfortable pair of work boots. That's why the Boot Jack stocks so many work and safety shoes and boots here in the Lowcountry. Over 150 styles of work and safety footwear from brands like Timberland Pro, Carhartt, Wolverine, and Keen. If you need a comfortable pair of work boots for yourself or need to set up a safety footwear program for your company, the Boot Jack's trained staff can help you find the right fit. And when you add Carhartt workwear, it just gets better. For the best in selection of work and safety footwear in the Lowcountry, it's the Boot Jack on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley, and just down from Nexen in Somerville. Locally owned and family operated, celebrating over 40 years in the Lowcountry.
For boots and work shoes, step into the Boot Jack. Step into the Boot Jack.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. Get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit tridenttech.edu and enroll today.
Your auto glass should always have a clear view. That's why you call Clear View Auto Glass free mobile service. Their friendly certified technicians will do an amazing job on your windshield. Locally owned, Clear View Auto Glass saves you time, money, and works with all insurance companies. That's why Charleston has trusted Clear View Auto since 1996. 843-569-3300. That's 843-569-3300.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Powers, keep on lying. By your people.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Right now, best time ever. If you want to sell your home, low inventory, not many houses on the market. The ones on the market selling fast, many times $20,000 to $30,000 over list price. And with today's low interest rates, you're actually able to buy more home. But because of the low inventory, many people are having trouble finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. And that agent is my friend Matt O'Neill. Jim and Carol, they need to sell their stunning $1.25 million home, put it on the market for 264 days, and of course, nothing happened. They realized they needed to take a different approach. Call Matt O'Neill Real Estate. Matt and his team used their superior marketing skills, sold the home in just 3 days for full asking price. Matt is the only agent in town that'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours. He also gives you another option. Matt will give you the cash to buy that dream home before you even list your current home. Be the all-cash buyer who wins the offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to mattoneillrealestate.com. Time now to check in with our buddies over at Channel 4 Sports. Scotty Eisberg, how are you, sir?
I am doing well. How are you doing today, Bobby?
How was your weekend?
Good. Good weekend. Watched a lot of sports. I watched a bunch of Olympics this weekend. My buddies and I stayed up. We stayed up and watched the whole golf final of the Olympics. Really enjoyed watching Xander Schauffele there. Congratulations to Jasmine Camacho Quinn. Congratulations to Raven Saunders. I watched a lot of the Olympics this weekend, and I enjoyed it. It was good.
Now, you might know the answer to this. The Quinn girl went to Fort Dorchester. She wanted to go medal for Puerto Rico. Why was she not on the American team?
Her mother was born in Puerto Rico, and she wanted to honor her mother.
Okay,
so her
I
mother,
got you.
That's why she's Camacho Quinn, and Robert is just Robert Quinn, just honoring her mother and running for Puerto Rico. I think they gave her a chance in 2016 to make that team, and she did, and she just kind of wanted to honor her mom. And her mom always said that she wanted her to, you know, somehow represent her country that she came. I mean, she grew up in Puerto Rico and then came here to run for Charleston Southern, her mom, and met her dad at Charleston Southern. And her mom and dad both ran for Charleston Southern. And so, yeah, it was just a thing to honor her mom. And, you know, I guess ultimately, you know, Puerto Rico is kind of the United States anyway. I mean, it's relatively the same. You know, I think I'm pretty sure they still vote for president and everything like that in Puerto Rico. I'm pretty sure they're represented and everything like that. So,
right. So in other words,
it was just a gesture to honor her mom.
Right. So in other words, I mean, I'm assuming since she won the gold, if she would have wanted to run for the United States, she could have.
Oh God, yeah! I'm sure she could have made the team. I mean, she set the Olympic record in the semifinals, like 12-2-6. So yeah, she could have easily made the American team if she wanted to. But it was just a gesture to represent her mom. And and you got to give her credit, because I don't think her facilities are nearly as good running for Puerto Rico as they are for America. I mean, I remember I did a FaceTime with her during the pandemic, and we were talking, and she said they were looking for a track to run at down in Florida. So I couldn't imagine the United States team looking for a track to run at, you know, where Puerto Rico was. But yeah, I mean, she won it, and that gold medal will be coming back to the Lowcountry. I can't think of I would think the last gold medal that came back to the Lowcountry was Katrina McClain. I would assume, maybe I'm missing one off the top of my head, but I would think the last time a gold was won by a Charlestonian was Katrina McClain.
Yeah, with the basketball, yeah.
I would think so, right? I mean, we haven't had any Winter Olympians. We haven't had any Winter Olympians. When you just kind of whip through the sports, I think this is the first one since Katrina McClain. I would think so. It's been a long time coming, and congratulations to Raven Saunders. We can still get another one with Chris Middleton, and we'll kind of see where it goes.
Yep, absolutely. Really, it was kind of, other than the Olympics and a little baseball, that was it over the weekend.
Yeah, no, wasn't a whole lot going on. It was a good weekend to kind of watch the Olympics, and I did a lot of that. I really enjoyed the golf. I thought the golf was really fun to watch, and you know, there was high school football going on. There was all the teams practiced on Saturday, back out on the field today. So the high school football, I'm sure they were thankful to get done with this weekend after how hot it was. Battery lost last night. River Dogs at the River Dogs game last night. They lost last night. I think it's their first time losing two in a row since June 1st and June 2nd. So that's a pretty incredible stat. And there's a bunch going on this week as we start up college football practices. I think Citadel is Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, and then USC is what, Friday? Clemson Friday, I think.
Yeah, I think players report Thursday, and
practice
starts
Friday.
Friday morning. Yeah.
Yeah, So, and then I was not in tune with it last night at all. It's just not something that I would sit there and watch. But I mean, social media went nuts last night over that United States Gold Cup win, which I guess it's a pretty big deal that they won the Gold Cup. But the guy who scored the game-winning goal in the 118th minute, former Charleston Battery member Miles Robinson. So I actually went back. I found he scored a goal for the Battery in 2017. So I'll pull that video out for tonight. But, people were – it seems like every year there's some big thing that they're playing for in soccer, whether it's the Gold Cup or the World Cup or the Olympics or whatever. But I guess this was kind of like a second team for the United States, and they still won the Gold Cup. And former Charleston Battery member wanted for him, so that was kind of a cool deal as well.
Yep, absolutely. What you got for us tonight, Scotty?
So tonight we'll talk MEAC Media Days. SC State picked to win the MEAC this year. Hear from Buddy Pugh and their starting quarterback, the pride of Baptist Hill, Corey Fields. While we're talking Baptist Hill, we'll hear from Marion Brown, talk a little bit about Raven Saunders and the support she's getting from Billie Jean King and elsewhere for the protest she did on the medal stand. We'll talk a little bit about the Battery, also talk a little bit of Jasmine Camacho Quinn. We had a camera with her family last night, so that was kind of fun to see them going crazy. And then I know Travis Etienne talked to the media today down in Jacksonville, trying to get a hold of that video, and whatever else pops up. Not a whole lot going on tonight, pretty quiet, but then the rest of the week we got River Dogs home and whatever else going on the rest of the week.
What do you think of my thoughts that August is the worst month of the year?
I would go August, worst month of the year. The hottest. Brutal outside, nothing going on really in sports. You're not in Major League Baseball playoffs yet. I get so sick of, honestly, already Twitter's driving me nuts. When beat reporters are live tweeting like 7-on-7 in NFL camps. Like, there's nothing to me in the world that could be more boring. Like,
I agree.
Trevor Lawrence threw a pick to, whoever. I'm like, he threw a pick. They're running skeleton 7-on-7 with no line and no pads. Like, what do I care that he threw a pick? It's just, there's nothing to me more boring than a month of reading live tweeting about NFL camps and play-by-play commentary of NFL camp. Just doesn't interest me one bit. This year, obviously, we've got the Olympics, which is nice in August. But, there's not a whole lot going on. And especially when you're looking forward to September, you're looking forward to football, you're looking forward to all of that. Although, I guess high school football starts on August 20th. So it's, I guess you get 2 weeks of high school football within the month of August. So I guess that's all not that bad.
Speaking of high school football, are you guys doing the TV this year?
We are. We are doing the TV this year. I don't remember. I forgot who the first game is. But, the games are lined up. They've got some real ones. The one that I know is the big one is we are broadcasting Dorman for Dorchester, which is a big game with statewide implications. And I think they were going to try to work it to maybe possibly air on our sister station up in the upstate with Dorman. So we will see. Here's the schedule. James Island Wando is the opener on August 27th. James Island at Wando, and then Dorman Fort Dorchester is a week two, September 3rd, and then Bishop England at Philip Simmons, Stahl at Stratford, Goose Creek at Somerville, that's a good one, Berkeley at Goose Creek is a great one, Ashley Ridge at West Ashley, should be really good this year, and then Oceanside at Hanahan, West Ashley at Fort Dorchester, and First Baptist at Porter Gowd. So, they got some really good games actually this year.
That sounds good, man. We always appreciate you, and speaking of August, you got two youngins you got to get ready for school, don't you?
I do. Two youngins to get ready for school.
That can't be fun.
The older one I'm actually taking at the end of next week. I'm taking her out to Colorado for a couple days. I was a sucker for one of those emails. We weren't even thinking about going away or doing anything, and then I got one of those emails that from Frontier Airlines that was like, want to fly for $61 to Colorado, and I was like, if I follow it down this rabbit hole, there's no way it's going to work. And I followed the rabbit hole, and it actually worked. Like, it actually was days that we could go, and I was like, Erin, do you want to go to Colorado? And she's like, what's Colorado? I'm like, you like it. And so we booked it. So we're going to go and do a little camping and whitewater rafting and go out to Colorado for a couple days. And naturally, we will see a minor league baseball game out in Colorado next week. The Rocky Mountain Vibes are going to be at home from the Pioneer League. So I'm looking forward to heading out the end of next week to Colorado with my daughter. And then, yep, she starts up school.
There you go. That sounds like fun. Scotty, we'll be watching, man. Appreciate it.
All right, sounds good. All right, see you.
All right, Scotty Osborne coming up at Channel 4 Sports at 6 and 11. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Watch for problems on the roadways right now. We still have reports of wrecks Forest Avenue near Sproul, Rivers at Remount, and on North 17 out near Whitehall Terrace. Brand new problems to report as well. Branton Avenue at Ladson Road, Rivers at Eagle Landing, a wreck Savannah Highway near Main Road, and on Folly near the Lowdown Oven and Bar. On the interstate westbound near mile marker 200, approaching Somerville, we have reports of a stalled auto. Traffic's a bit heavy there. Traffic is building in general on your major routes home. Be careful. Palmetto Breeze is in full swing. It's the perfect time to catch the breeze and enjoy daily Charleston Harbor sales, including Sunday Funday. Palmetto Breeze embarks from lively Shem Creek and fills up fast. Tickets online at palmettobreeze.com. Get yours now and don't miss the boat. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A thunderstorm or two in the area, a high around 86. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm tonight, a low around 74. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm Tuesday, a high around 80. Looking ahead, rain and a thunderstorm until Friday morning can lead to flooding. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Car accident? Because getting more matters? Just call Joy. If you've received a quick offer from the insurance company, don't be relieved. Be suspicious. You can bet it's not enough. Not by a long shot. At the Joy Law Firm, we've gotten clients 10, 20, and even 50 times more than the insurance company's first offer. That's serious money that you can't afford to do without. Because getting more matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston. Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Thick thighs save lives, y'all. And in this case, they are saving the Low Country from the national chicken wing shortage. From the creators of Wingstop, let me introduce y'all to Thigh Stop. Delicious thighs the whole family can enjoy. Visit ThighStop.com to place your order or check them out on DoorDash for delivery.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. That could be a Wednesday one-hit wonder.
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't think Wild Cherry had many hits at the... This is obviously their biggest one.
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. I'm sure they could have made some other bangers.
That and like the Average White Band. Remember them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they had one hit.
A lot of one-hit wonders. Tune in Wednesday for a one-hit wonder Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Bobby Harrell's going to join us here about 5:10. His weekly visit with us. So if you have any insurance questions for Bobby, you can get those ready.
Always. Always good to have some insurance insight on a Monday leading up to the week.
There you go. Right now, since August is such a crappy month, I mean, it just is.
We need some good news, Bobby.
Nothing against high school football. Mm. You take sports out of it. What's good about August?
Right. No. Exactly. Exactly right. There's nothing good about August minus the sports. If it's just August, it is the worst month. You're right.
I decided that cutting my grass at about 9:30 Saturday morning.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was probably 95 at 9 in the morning.
It was in the 80s.
And it was still...
But it quickly got up, and then we had that big storm Saturday afternoon.
Right.
And it went down to like 70 degrees.
Yeah, I was sitting outside. I was finally get cool.
If it wasn't for the lightning, I would have cut my grass during the storm.
Absolutely.
August just drags because we're waiting on football season.
That's it. That is literally... We're just waiting for... the heartland of sports to be
right.
back.
Some other baseball notes. We talked about Chris Bryant, Rizzo, and Baez all hitting home runs. 10 players who made the 2021 All-Star team were traded at the trade deadline.
That's interesting.
10 All-Stars. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, that's the most All-Stars to change teams in a single season ever.
It doesn't make too much sense to me. Why would you trade around your All-Stars?
I don't know. But Friday night, Reds' Joey Votto became the eighth player in Major League Baseball history to homer in 7 consecutive games. I don't think he hit a home run Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. I should have checked on that. I don't think he did. Saturday, White Sox rookie Zebby Zavala.
Nice.
Hit his first 3 home runs of his career, including a grand slam. He became the first player in big league history to hit his first 3 career home runs in the same game.
That's awesome. Young guys coming up like we were talking about, you know, bringing them up in the second half of the season. That's awesome.
Some injury front in baseball. Fernando Tatis Jr., partially dislocated left shoulder. Third time this year that has happened.
Really?
Not sure what his status is right now. Mets said that Jacob DeGrom, he's going to sit out until September due to inflammation in his right forearm. And Marlins manager Don Mattingly, he has tested positive for COVID, so he has to sit out for a while. So COVID has raised its head. Vikings, they lost all their quarterbacks.
Yeah, you see how upset Mike Zimmer was at the press conference. I mean,
apparently Kellen Mond, the rookie, tested positive for COVID-19, and because of contact, Kirk Cousins and Nate Stanley all are out for a 5-day quarantine.
Well, shout out to the punter who's getting the first team quarterback reps now.
Well, I mean, 5 days. But you know, luckily it's in August now.
Right.
When that happens.
I think it's going to get difficult, especially with the unvaccinated players.
I mean, Kirk Cousins doesn't need these practice days for 5 days.
No, he's all right. And he's awesome because he's just a great mediocre quarterback.
He'll be just as inconsistent when he comes back as he was before he contacted the person with COVID.
Is it me, or when you watch Kirk Cousins on the field, it seems like his helmet is way too big for the rest of his body? It looks very interesting.
We call that Peyton Manning syndrome.
Ooh, that forehead on Peyton was unbelievable.
Frank Reich announced that Carson Wentz, he will undergo surgery on his injured foot. He's expected to be out from anywhere from 5 to 12 weeks.
I don't understand
that.
That's
a big gap right there.
That's a month or 3 months. I don't understand the timeline.
Apparently he's had this injury since high school.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that. I wonder who they're going to bring in. You think they'll keep Eason? I mean, he's never taken a preseason or a regular season NFL snap. I've heard they're
going to... I looked at their quarterbacks, and not exactly an impressive bunch.
No, Eason and
Hundley.
Then... Yeah, Hundley, Eason, and then Sam Ehlinger, who told everybody that Texas was back a couple years ago,
right.
And they dang sure were not back. I tell you that matter.
Eagles rookie wide receiver Devontae Smith, expected to miss 2 or 3 weeks with a sprained MCL. Browns and running back Chubb agreed to a 3-year, $36.6 million contract. And how about this? The Buffalo Bills are looking to possibly move to Austin, Texas.
Yes, I saw that. I don't know if Austin should be.
They want a new stadium.
Right.
So they got to come out, and Austin, pretty much any city looking for an NFL team, Portland, Seattle, not Seattle, Portland, who's the other Pacific Northwest team? Anyway.
I mean, this list here is very incorrect, but Portland for sure. There's another. Sacramento, maybe California.
I think it might have been Sacramento.
Sacramento, I could see that as well. I mean, Oklahoma City.
But they're gonna throw these names out. But Austin, Texas seems to one be the one that the family that owns the Bills now is interested in.
Yeah, up and coming city. You want all those young people moving in. You want them to become a fan.
But how about if you're University of Texas? Do you want an NFL team in Austin?
I don't know. It's going to take away from their reign over there in Austin.
Yeah.
I mean, the city of Austin will no longer revolve around.
I mean, you already got the Texans. You've got the Cowboys. That the Cowboys pretty much own the state anyway.
Yeah, they should go to San Antonio. I feel like that'd be a better option than Austin because Austin's got a ton going. I feel like. Austin's not an NFL team town, if that makes any sense to me. I feel like San Antonio is more that vibe.
So it might be a rough time for Texas. I mean, this is probably what we're talking about years away. The Bills owner wants Buffalo to build a new stadium.
And they
he doesn't want to put any money in it.
Oh, well, you got to put some money into it if you want it to
happen. All these owners don't want. But I just can't imagine Buffalo moving to Austin, Texas.
No, I don't think Jerry will be too happy about another team coming into his state.
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering, you could have the Texans and the Cowboys could veto that.
Absolutely.
I would have to think the University of Texas would not be a bit happy about a pro team coming in their backyard.
It's quite crowded it would be in Austin. It's not a... Not huge.
Now, Norman, Oklahoma.
Woo!
I mean, come on. That would be the Dillards would probably go crazy.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be packed every weekend over there at the Dillard. The Weather Center, you'd be buying tickets 3 weeks in advance. I mean, unbelievable.
But that would be a kick in the teeth to the Bills fans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Buffalo is such a staple in the NFL now with the way they tailgate and party and also their fanhood. I really don't want this to happen for Buffalo because I like what's going on.
I don't think it will. I mean, the Bills have been there forever. I think they're just using this as leverage.
Yeah.
To get what they want.
I mean, they were, before the Raiders moved to Las Vegas, talks for the Raiders moving there were, you know, by the time I was a child, I heard about
That's all the Raiders have done forever is move.
Right. Yeah. No, can't be playing in a baseball stadium and then all of a sudden just moved to Las Vegas in a beautiful new Allegiant Stadium, by the way. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. But I mean, crazier things have happened. I can't picture the Buffalo Bills in Austin, Texas.
You can't do that to their fans. Can't do it to the fans.
Oh, anyway. All right, we got 2 hours in the books. We got another hour to go. Right now, during the break, if you are the third caller, I have a pair of tickets to give away to tomorrow's River Dogs game, and they are taking on Augusta.
Awesome.
Augusta in town all week. So the series opener tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, down at Riley Park. Again, be the third caller, and you will win 2 tickets to go see the River Dogs take on Augusta. We'll take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ ESPN Radio 98.9 FM. We'll be right back.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, it makes sense to choose an insurance agent that's a part of your community. Your local Allstate agent, Philip Bradley, knows the ins and outs of both owning and protecting a home in your neighborhood, which means Philip can help you get the protection you want that fits you and your life. Are you in good hands? Contact the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO today for a free quote, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
The Real Estate Lowdown from GoDown.
Hi, I'm local real estate investor Daniel GoDown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. If you're a residential real estate investor, you know time is money. CRP Real Estate is here to guide you every step of the way. We're a top-rated team of licensed agents, home improvement contractors, and property managers, offering a streamlined service to get you the best return on your investment. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Canty Foundation Specialist will permanently repair any foundation and crawl space problems. Call for a free estimate today. 843-484-3625. That's 843-484-3625. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Hello, William Smoke here with Smoke's Comfort Control, and I want to make sure you stay comfortable this summer. Turn on your AC and it should blow cold air. If it doesn't, you've got a problem. Give us a call today so we can get you squared away before the summer heat hits with our maintenance, repair, or equipment upgrade. The Smoke's team has over 200 years of air conditioning experience, and coupled with our affordable financing, there is no reason why you and your family shouldn't be comfortable this summer without breaking the bank. Smoke's Comfort Control is a third-generation family business providing heating, air conditioning, and plumbing comfort for life in the Lowcountry for 50 years. Look us up online at smokescomfort.com or call us at 556-9550. That's 843-556-9550. Smoke's Comfort Control.
The home of the lifetime warranty.
Depend on Smokes.
Smokes Comfort Control.
What started as a small backyard millwork business over 80 years ago is now Charleston's go-to for custom millwork and building supplies. That's the Southern Lumber difference, and that's why they use Anderson Windows and Doors. Anderson products are the strongest, built to survive Charleston storms and keep out the summer heat. Experience the Southern difference at Southern Lumber today.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
Cannonball!
To keep your pool in top shape this summer, stop by All Seasons True Value on Folly Road in James Island and Maybank Highway in Johns Island for your salt chlorine testing kit and all other pool supplies. Big box stores just can't give you the service that All Seasons True Value Hardware's friendly and knowledgeable staff can.
For all your hardware and rental needs, come and see my papa, daddy, and uncle at All Seasons True Value Hardware. Just ask Grinnell. Behind every project is a True Value.